Hello and welcome to the Monday, April 14th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm there recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with Heartbleed, of course. It's still turning out to be a problem. The focus has now been a little bit more on client-side issues. Still not a lot Windows users have to do in this case. Also, OS X users are for the most part safe. For the Windows size, it's mostly some VPN clients and such that you have to be careful about. For OS X, if you updated OpenSSL using Mac ports, then you may have a vulnerable version, but if you just have plain OS X Mavericks, you should be fine. Safari is fine either way. There are now a couple of test scripts out there to test clients. I did demo one in Friday's simulcast from SANS 2014 in Orlando. So if you're interested, take a look at the recording. It should be online now, and I will add a link to the archive to the podcast show notes. Monitoring certificate revocation lists, we do still see a pretty good increase in the number of revoked certificates being added. Just from our own experience here trying to get a new isc.sans.edu certificate, it looks like certificate authorities are pretty busy and backed up, so it may take a little bit longer than usual to obtain a new certificate. At the same time, also a challenge that Cloudflare put out there to retrieve a secret key has been solved. So that kind of proves that it is certainly possible to retrieve a secret key from the server, even though in this case it took quite a while. I think it was anywhere between 100,000 and a million requests that were required. And this was an actual busy operational web server, so not something that was just restarted or in kind of a known state, which tends to make these kind of attacks a little bit easier and more reproducible. As far as our InfoCon goes, we expect to go back to Crean on Monday sometime, probably around noon Eastern time, just because there hasn't really been a change to the entire Heartbleed situation. Looks like people are patching quite aggressively for the most part, and we haven't really seen a lot of follow-up attacks yet, but even though that may still happen, and of course, if we do see anything widespread here, we may then go back to yellow again. But well, it's not just Heartbleed that causes us security problems. We also keep talking about Android and either vulnerable Android software or Android malware. Cert.org just came out with, I think, a pretty good list of secure coding practices for Android. So if you are writing Android applications, make sure you take a quick look at this list. It's in its approach very similar to sort of the OWASP top 10. Makes a real good checklist that you can use to follow up with developers, for example, or if you are developing code yourself. And Google is also improving Android security by enhancing its Verify Apps feature. Right now, if you're running Android, Verify Apps can be used to scan applications as you install them for risky behavior. Now, of course, that doesn't mean the application stays safe. So what Verify Apps is now doing to continuously scan your applications and then warn the victim of any unsafe behavior conducted by the app. And for Ruby on Rails developers, Netflix came out with an interesting little tool called Ensnare that's supposed to make your web applications more secure. I haven't installed the tool yet, but it sounds very much like similar tools, for example, PHP IDS and such, that essentially implement a sort of web application firewall within the application itself. So incoming requests are scanned for malicious patterns, and then the application can react by, for example, locking out the user. Users in Ensnare are tracked not just by IP address, but also by session ID and by user ID. And then similar to PHP IDS, you can set up certain thresholds where you say how many violations you're willing to accept or how many points you allow an attacker or a user to accumulate before you react. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.